and visiting places like Park Gawal, which I posted photos of as well on Instagram during the weekend, and just reminiscing. And I also really loved going to their National Museum and Art Gallery. Just incredible history, architecture, people, place, sunshine. So in love with the city. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's Zest for Life podcast. I just want to highlight that today is the solar eclipse, Monday, April 8th, 2024. There's lots of talk about it, especially up here in the Northern Hemisphere, as it's most visible. So Vancouver, BC, so British Columbia, Canada, we don't get to see the entire eclipse, but the moon's shadow will touch base, I believe, in Mexico and then into the United States in Texas, and then will extend diagonally across the country to Maine, which is on the East Coast, and then the path will cross the maritime provinces of Canada, which is on the East Coast. And so in the States, they will be experiencing 4 minutes of pitch black sky right in the middle of the day today. I know this episode isn't about the eclipse, but I felt like we needed to just take a moment to acknowledge it. This is such a fun episode, you guys, to make, and please stay tuned in and listen. So a while back, I'd put a question box out on Instagram about what kinds of topics would you like me to talk about on my podcast. And so many of you responded to that. And if you didn't get a chance, I'll make sure that I put the question again. And of course, you're always welcome to send me a direct message if there are any topics you want me to cover on the Zest for Life podcast. This particular one we're going to start off with was actually one of the highly requested ones from many of you. The request was, Sharona, you've done so much travel and lived on so many different continents. Can you please do an episode on travel? People are wanting to hear more about my experiences as well. And there's been other topics that you've requested as well, which I'll dive into in a few weeks from now. But right now, today, let's get started. Perhaps you already guessed where we're traveling to today. If you've been following me on Zest for Life podcast on Instagram, you may have already clued up on today's episode. And of course, the title kind of gives it away. And you may have already guessed which country or countries I would be talking about today. I just want to also share that this episode is all about one of my favorite places I have had the privilege of living and working in, and that is Barcelona, Spain. Now, as you know, I love to travel, people. I love L-O-V-E. Let's just punctuate that with capital letters. I have been traveling since I was 5 years old. That is traveling overseas on a plane and sometimes a boat, but mostly a plane, and just really enjoying immersing myself in different cultures, different languages, different history, learning about the geography, the lay of the land, and food, particularly the food. Come on, the food, so good. Who else is a real foodie out there? I know I'm not alone. I could talk and talk and talk about travel, and there is just so much to cover. Plus, it was such a requested topic that I'm thinking of doing it in parts. And so this is part one of two. Let me know your thoughts. Leave a comment on the Zest for Life podcast on Instagram. I'll put a little question box and ask if you'd like me to do more series along travel. And we can visit different continents and different countries that I've traveled to. And we can have a little bit of fun with it. And you can hear more about my experiences. And yeah, I'd love to share and hear about your travel experiences too. I always love hearing from my listeners, so do share your experiences as well. The fun things about travel for me actually starts even before I get on that plane. I get so excited about the lead up to the travel itself. Who else is like that? Put your hand up. If you are not driving, raise your hand if you also are like me. So some things that really light me up about travel is the fact that within a few hours, sometimes depending on the country, of course, and where you're traveling to, it might be a day or 2 days of travel, connecting flights and time zones, I get it, all of that. But I just am so fascinated of hopping on a plane and within a day or two, you are in a different country all across the other side of the world, you guys, the other side of the planet, to a brand new country with a different language, different sounds, different music, different people, different smells, different foods. Oh, I just absolutely love it. And there's just something within me that lights up and I get so excited, even leading up to the travel itself. So I really sat down for this episode and I know I love going deep on my topics. So I sat down and jotted down some notes and about my thoughts on traveling itself and why does it excite me? As I mentioned, going to different places really exhilarates me. And I think for me, also, it's the unknown piece, which I actually enjoy, and the change. And you might be listening and cringing right now saying, oh my goodness, Sharona, I am not too excited about the change. I'm not too excited about being in a new place and this uncertainty. But for me, I actually get excited about that and being in a new place and not knowing, you know, which streets to take and not knowing where my local shop is and how to get to places and how to get to my hotel or where are the best places to eat. All of those things, not the not knowing piece, actually really excites me. And I'm I know I'm not talking just about traveling on vacation to a place. And you know, you don't really need to know the country as such if you are just visiting. But if you are moving or living in a place or even working there, you got to learn some new systems. You got to learn the new processes when you are actually living in a country, in a new place. And it's fun learning new ways to be. I mean, you've chosen to travel there. You've chosen to either move there. And so literally it is exciting and a challenge for you to learn new things and new ways of being. At this point, I just want to acknowledge that if you're feeling uncertainty or anxiousness around travel, that that's okay, as well as the uncertainty and change that I have been talking about. And you know what? You can start with baby steps. You can start with going to a different, driving to a different city or driving to a different part of your city and exploring something new. It does not need to be hopping on a plane and going to a brand new country. You can start wherever you are and just dipping out of your comfort zone. And I know we've talked a lot about the comfort zone in my previous episodes, so I encourage you to step out and explore a different part of your own city to start. So the first place that we're going to fly over to on this episode is Barcelona, the capital of Spain's Catalonia region. And it's also known for its art and architecture, some of the things I really loved about living there, and just amazing, amazing cuisine and the landmarks, you know, designed by Antoni Gaudí, which is all right through the entire region. And it's just stunning. If you've seen photos or movies, it's just incredible, the art. And the city has so much history, and it's such a fun, vibrant place. I hope a lot of you listening out there have either been or you plan to go, because it is, like I said, a stunning place. And I got to go to Barcelona for work, and I live there, and also spend a few days in the Basque country up in Bilbao as well, as I was invited to go speak at a university there. But I mainly stayed in Barcelona, in the heart of the city, right on one of the main streets. Yes, Passe de Gracia. And it was such a beautiful place, right across from La Pedrera, which is one of Gaudi's amazing masterpieces, inspired by the wave architecture on the outside. You may have most likely seen photos of this, or pictures at least, in magazines, or as soon as you get off this podcast, you can Google it. I'm just going to grab a few different experiences and why these things meant so much to me, and to really encourage you. And by the end of this episode, not just hear a story about my travel experience, but also to take you on a journey of character development and self-improvement along the way as well. So these can be transferred over to wherever you might find yourself listening to this podcast in this world. I know this is being listened to over 38 different cities around the world. So thank you to all my loyal listeners, and for spreading the word of the Zest for Life podcast right across the globe. So let me begin with my time in Barcelona. I didn't know any Spanish. I really did not know where to find anything. And I just asked people for directions and try and navigate through the weekends, through, you know, going to this museums and art galleries, which I absolutely love. I love art. So, and visiting places like Parc Güell, which I posted photos of as well on Instagram during the weekend, and just reminiscing. And I also really loved going to their National Museum and Art Gallery. Just incredible history, architecture, people, place, sunshine. So in love with the city. And there's all different areas as well within the actual city, as do many cities have, you will know that already. But one of the things that really stood out to me that I loved about the place was, like I mentioned, the weekends. And I used to go to the Mercado, the markets, and grab fresh produce from there. Oh, so fresh. And one of the pictures I again posted on Instagram actually was taken right at the Mercado, where I'd buy fresh figs. They were so juicy, so, so delicious. And I used to buy those regularly, along with fresh cut coconut as well. And just really enjoyed the fruits and vegetables from that region. And now traveling overseas, you know, often there are so many benefits. It provides you with opportunities to immerse yourself in new cultures, broaden your perspective, and gain a deep understanding of the world. Exploring different countries, to me, allows you to experience diverse cuisines, traditions, and lifestyles. And it really helps to foster personal growth and self-discovery along the way, which I'm going to talk about in my next episode. Yes, part two of my time in Spain. So don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, and let's be pals in the Zest for Life podcast on Instagram. Love to know what you thought about today's episode and hear about your travel experiences. So together, we can all trailblaze through life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.